Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Market View on Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, Asian markets lower today following another sharp sell-off on Wall Street as investors weigh concerns of rising virus infections, new lockdowns, a slowing economic recovery, as well as stalled U.S. stimulus talks and election uncertainty. Now, months of gains in global equities have come to a halt, with expectations that cash from governments and central banks would jumpstart a rebound quickly fading. So where are the markets heading and what should we be looking out for? Well, we're joined today by David Balin, and he's the Chief Investment Officer at Citi Private Bank, all the way from the U.S. joining us on the line. David, thank you so much for joining us today.
Good morning and thank you.
Yes, good morning to you. Bright and early where you are.
It is indeed. This is coffee time here. In fact, it's pre-coffee time.
It's always coffee time here for me, David. Now, let's start off and talk tech stocks, because we've seen a reverse there with their rally this week. And in your latest update, you shared that the average U.S. stock has not seen nearly the extremes of the tech sector rally or subsequent sell-off. So, David, tell us what accounts for the endurance of, you know, global equities away from the rise and fall that we're seeing in tech?
Right. So first of all, Rachel, we think about what's happened in the world. Technology has enabled, you know, all of the businesses to really operate in this pandemic environment, right? It's allowed people to work from home. Mm. It's allowed electronic ordering of virtually everything from food to refrigerators. Anything you want to do, you do online now, including, in fact, this telephone call. So technology has been a very, very big beneficiary, right, during the pandemic. And that's why at one point the NASDAQ was up 40% this year. It's now up about 26 or 27%. So the recent decline in technology shares has not been, you know, it's been significant, but it has been from a relatively high perch. When you take a look at industrial companies in America, however, you'll see that some of them have actually never gotten back you know, to where they were pre-pandemic. And many of them are trading at a 15 to 25% discount from their peak prices. So what's happened is the market has differentiated between companies that have been winners during the pandemic and losers. And only when a vaccine comes will we actually see a normalization of these market forces. So right now, that's what's taking place in the market, except that in the last week, all stocks have gone down for the first time in a while, simply because of all the things we were talking about, which is a lot of uncertainties that are building up, especially in America, around the election, around the return of the pandemic, around the lack of fiscal stimulus. And I think people right now, between now and the election day, are going to see much more volatility in the markets.
And David, that said, I mean, just looking at the numbers for the NASDAQ, it was down about just over 3% yesterday, and just having a quick peek at futures, down about 0.6% at the moment. But let's take a closer look at tech. Do you still see pockets of opportunity in the sector? I mean, is there still upside there?
Oh, sure. You know, technology is going to continue to be relevant, you know, for many years. And in fact, there are certain technologies in the areas of education and telehealth, in the battery technologies. All of these things are going to become, you know, permanent parts and permanent fixtures of our economy. So it's not as if the pandemic one way or the other will change the outlook for them. What does change the outlook is figuring out which of those companies will actually continue to grow as fast once there's a treatment. If you take a look at the vaccine data, Rachel, for next year, it's highly likely that between December and March, we're going to have three or four different vaccine companies produce viable vaccines. And once that happens and people begin to get access to the medicine, we're going to see a change back to a more normal economy as people begin again to travel. They begin to become confident in their ability to leave their homes safely. And once that takes place, I think you're going to see technology shares may stay where they are, but there will be other parts of the market that will do far better and as the market normalizes.
We're speaking with David Balin, Chief Investment Officer at Citi Private Bank. So, David, just moving away from tech stocks, because you briefly mentioned healthcare, vaccine there. Obviously, that's the big issue at the moment. And taking a look at portfolio opportunities within equities, healthcare has been a big trend this year. But which sectors in particular do you see appealing? I mean, are we talking about mainly pharmaceuticals at the moment?
It's one of our favorite sectors now. Principally because a lot of fear has dropped the price of large pharmaceutical companies significantly. So with the market trading at a 23 times multiple, right, in the United States, you can find big pharma companies that are trading at 13 to 14 times earnings, that have dividends of 2 to 4%, and that have terrific drug pipelines. And that's because a lot of companies have poured research into, you know, new types of medicine associated with, you know, treatments that in the future will be delivered in different ways. And so with all of this taking place, you know, it's one of the areas we like best. And one of the reasons we like it best, Rachel, is because it's a demographic unstoppable trend. You know, the number of people that are getting older, the speed and wealth of the people who are getting older, all is going to indicate an increase in demand for healthcare services in America, Europe, and Asia. So it's one of those things where I think investors can much more comfortably invest today, you know, for the future, because of those demographics.
So we've spoken about equities, David, but let's quickly just touch on commodities for a second, because gold fell to its lowest level in more than 2 months today, currently trading at about $1,853 per ounce. Where do you see the precious metal going? What's your outlook for gold?
Well, right now, you know, gold is behaving, instead of as an area, a safe haven, gold is behaving today as a cash repository.
Mm.
And so what's happened in trading over the course of the last couple of weeks is that people have been sellers of gold really just because they'd rather own cash. And that's something that over the long term, I think, will turn out to be not a smart thing to do. When we look out again 3 or 6 months from now, we think the market is going to recover and normalize. And at that point of time, we could see gold slightly higher than where it is now. But for people who are worried about inflation, you know, gold is a good thing to own. For people who are worried about real returns, we really much prefer that they own dividend stocks and those that are going to be growing, you know, earnings as well. People are going to make more money being invested in real assets than in assets that don't have any dividend like gold.
Okay, so talk to us about, you had another catchy title in your report, Yield to Reality. And, you know, despite the rise and fall in global equities we've spoken about, and credit markets as well this year, there has been one constant, and that's been interest rates remaining low. And the Fed said that they're likely to keep rates lower for longer. So where are the opportunities there?
Right. So there are, you know, a variety of shares that provide you with better dividends than fixed income markets, and if your typical bond markets. And those would be things like preferred stocks for banks. They would include mortgage REITs and commercial mortgage REITs, which have very high coupons. There are business development companies in the United States that are really just portfolios of fixed income, bonds or loans to individual companies. And all of these things are yielding today, 7, 8, 9%. The preferred stocks are between 4 and 5%. So it's not as if an investor today has to, earn 1% on their bond portfolio. Mm. One of the things we also wrote about, Rachel, is that bonds at 1% are a little bit dangerous because they don't provide you with any income. They do provide you with diversification. But in the event that the economy gets stronger, those bond yields can rise, in which case the bond prices will fall, and you will not be getting compensated for that. So our main portfolios, the discretionary portfolios we have, are significantly underweight bonds. And we also do not want our clients to take credit risk. Mm-hmm. Because one of the things that, COVID has done is caused a lot of small and medium-sized companies to do poorly. And so there's a lot of reasons to be careful and yield to reality, as I wrote about what's going on in bond markets now.
Now, just one last quick question for you. You know, what will you be keeping an eye on in the week ahead? You know, as we've discussed, there's so much going on at the moment, and we've got the U.S. elections just around the corner. What are you focusing on,
David? That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So in many ways, I think that, what's happening in the market today is anticipating a win by Biden. And I'm going to be writing about that this weekend, because if you think about it, whenever there's a change of administration from Republican to Democrat or Democrat to Republican, you actually see the stock market fall. And you do because of the uncertainty of a change of administration. So we kind of think it may be an indication now that markets are anticipating a Democratic win. So what I think investors should watch is really how the debates go next week. For the first time ever, Biden and Trump will be on a stage, a digital stage, mm-hmm. and you'll have a chance to see how they do one versus the other. So I would be watching that and the election data. But in the meantime, I think the most important thing for investors to do is to not panic and to actually use this, if markets were to go down 5 or 10%, to use this as a buying opportunity. Because in 2021, when there is a treatment, we're going to see the normalization of economies. And I think that's going to be a terrific opportunity for investors as the market improves next year.
Well, David, thank you so much for your time. It's been a pleasure speaking with you again.
Thank you so much, Rachel. Have a good morning or good evening for you.
Have a good day to you, too. Thanks. We've been speaking with David Baylin, Chief Investment Officer at Citi Private Bank, here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.